to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, femdoms and femcoms, kinksters and cougars,
oh,
porn stars and presidences. Gag on that Russian flag. Oh, hey, yes indeed. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God. Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Ramadamadama, or the Trump-Putin romantic union. Perhaps that will bear some children.
Oh, no.
Perhaps it already has. We don't know. But one thing we do know. We are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
You.
Woohoo.
Yay! Yes. I want to welcome you to the little church of Bonoboville. We're in the womb room, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block. You like that?
I love that, Dr. Susie.
Okay, Sister Phoenix. Sister Phoenix here is our chief altar girl and choir girl. And my associate producer. Yes, indeed. And slapping that ass is Mimosa.
Oh,
welcome back, Mimosa.
Hi. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
It is so nice to have you. And we actually have mimosas.
So lovely.
Yeah, we do. We've got mimosas for Mimosa, although she's drinking gin. What can I say?
Later
you know, this
on,
is how people can be. Not predictable.
Exactly.
Cannot just profile anybody anymore. So
thank God.
You shouldn't, right? Except I have to say that the cougar over here, Sally Mullins, let's have a hand for the return of awesome femcom.
Get it, girl.
Hello, cougar host, Sally Mullins. And she is dressed almost like a cougar, kind of a leopardy type thing, creature. Yeah. What would you call that cat that you are?
Mountain lion.
Wow. Mama. Oh, I never saw a mountain lion with such colorful spots. But, you know, like I said, hey, you can't profile anymore.
So, actually, Professor Oni is looking rather mountain lionish.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey,
I don't
Daddy,
know.
How
it just sort of hit me like that.
Sure.
But anyway, here is Professor Oni. He is also returning, but he's leaving soon. So we're excited to have him here. And sorry to see him go. But hey, people come and come and come, hopefully.
Yeah,
but sometimes they
that.
Go.
Yes.
But mostly we like them to come. Actually,
but they do make airplanes, and occasionally I get on them.
They
and
make
I
them
come
right.
back.
Mm, you come on
Sky
the airplane?
High Club.
Oh,
sure,
Sky
yeah.
High Club. Yes, Daddy,
yeah.
do it. Yes.
I masturbate on planes all the time.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Don't give away
oh,
all your secrets.
Yeah. I used to have sex on planes, but it's a little awkward
you.
Now.
It is. The seats are very narrow.
You're tiny.
Difficult. Right.
You're tiny.
A lot of things are more difficult now. It's a tough time we're in, and. That's one reason that we love to get together here in the little church of Bonoboville and practice the Bonobo way. And there are dogs if you're here. Also, we don't have sex with the dogs, though. But, you know, they have sex with each other. As those of you who are paying attention to this show and look at the show blog, you saw the two dogs. There will be no... children of sex from them, though, because they're, well, one of them is fixed and the other one is past her prime.
They still got the urges, though. They still got the urges.
Betsy and Elliot. They weren't sitting in a tree, but they were K-I-S-S-I-N-G and a lot more. And you cannot pull them apart, you know? They're
yeah.
Once they're doing it,
they're in.
In
for the cold.
Okay.
No pulling out there.
Some humans would like that. You know, it's... kind of one of those ways that maybe other creatures are smarter than us. You know, they know how to keep it going, keep the pleasure going. Anyway, we try to practice the Bonobo way here in Bonoboville. And I think it's more important than ever. We just had a shooting here in the Los Angeles area in my old home of Silver Lake. And, of course, everybody goes to Trader Joe's.
Right.
And you could say it wasn't so bad. Only one woman was killed.
Oh, my goodness.
But one woman was killed. Her whole world is gone, and all the people who love her.
Crap.
You know.
Well, it was one woman killed at Trader Joe's, but then
two
that
before.
Guy's two
his
family members, yeah. also women, were killed.
They
prior
were killed,
to
or women. They were. I heard they were
shot.
Shot.
I thought
I
they
know.
Were killed.
Anyway, it
shot
just shows, though,
enough.
Since you brought that up, a lot of these mass murders that seem so random aren't really that random. They start with domestic violence.
Yep, exactly. That's the
sort
fucking
of
issue.
Spread out into the world. And maybe the places that they're doing them, that seems a little random. But it does seem that the usual profile is a guy. I mean, there's an occasional girl. I remember the one who was upset about YouTube, and I almost sympathized with her on that one.
Right.
You know, there's usually guys, and they are usually all bent out of shape over something to do with a woman. Either they're an incel and they're mad at all the women who aren't fucking them, or they got a particular woman that they're mad at. This guy was, I guess, mad at his grandmother.
His grandmother?
And or his girlfriend as well. And he's a teenager, for goddess's sake. But he had a gun and he had anger and he wasn't following the Bonobo way. And so we got to do that. We got to try. We got to start... trying. I mean, we started, but
yeah, almost. We're almost there.
We're not almost there.
We're fucked. Sorry.
But you know, we're trying. You got to try. You got to do what is right, and yet it is kind of discouraging. And you know, it's interesting. You're a specialist in public disgrace. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't know about a specialist, but I did participate in many. Situations of public disgrace.
Consensual public
disgrace. Yeah, consensual,
disgrace,
absolutely.
Right? You wanted to do this.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
You got paid, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah.
And you were sort of putting
yeah,
yourself out
around.
There for
yeah.
what kind of activities?
I was like tortured and fucked in front of a big group of people, like, I don't know, 20, something like that.
Yeah, my partner was with you. One
yeah,
of my partners.
But yeah, her partner was
An interesting sort of scene that
was like
goes on.
Yeah.
Kinky scene. But I have to tell you, this guy, the Trumpus here, who's now gagged on the Russian flag. We always have to gag him because we can't let him speak in Bonoboville or it would be very upsetting. I mean, he's upsetting enough. But right now, he is obviously gagging on Putin's... Whoops! No, just get the flag in there. He can't take the baby pacifier while he's sucking Putin's big flag. I mean, public disgrace.
Yeah.
He's into it, obviously. he put, I mean, hey, first of all, let me just say, I am a peacenik. I'm bonobo. So I actually am in favor of making peace with the Russians, with the dictator. We support all these crazy dictators all over the world. We should, you know, be friends at least. We don't have to support him, just... I think it was a good effort to be friends. And when I portrayed Trump and Putin last week, do we have the pictures? You know, in this case, Putin is played by Danielle Watts.
Nice.
Very well. And, you know, we just did it last week. It was kind of a spontaneous thing. Did we know that this was going to happen? It's almost like just what we had on the show last week. Putin and his little bitch, who's a big guy, and Putin's a little guy, and we have it, you know. Yeah. It's funny. It's, I mean, and they're kissing. They love each other in a way. And I, you know, I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's a mixture of comic and erotic. I got taken to task by a fellow Counterpunch writer who said that he thought that, you know, any portrayal of Trump and Putin was, you know, in a kind of a erotic situation is homophobic. And I don't agree. I mean, maybe for some people it is. They're going, they're gay and gays are fags. But that's not what we're saying. Yeah. We're, first of all, both leaders have very anti-gay policies. So, you know.
Yeah, I really see it as a power thing. I mean, if you look at Trump's body language, typically when he's in the Oval Office, he sits there like this.
Okay, and for those listening on radio, were you just holding your balls?
He was. He does it. He makes a diamond out of his hands, and he frames his crotch.
Oh, yes, right.
But in the Oval Office, he sits up with his shoulders back. But when you look at the tape of Putin and him, Putin's sitting there like this, ha, 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 you know, and Trump is sitting there the
with
same
his legs
thing.
Spread.
But he's cowering and he's kind of covering his balls.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting because Putin is so much physically smaller than him.
Right.
And he was just sitting there in this very casual, I've got you by the balls posture, and Trump, who's almost a head taller than him, was cowering and cowed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, us little people,
very interesting.
We can be very Napoleonic.
Yeah,
but I don't think I'm mad about that. Like, fucking Trump's a dick regardless, and like, as long as he has his dick like overgrown, he's going to put it in Putin.
Well, he is kind of a dick. I mean, that's why we represent him as a
but
big dick
saying,
with
really
a little penis.
Yes. About, like,
and, and actually... You know, I mean, having him make love to Putin on our show was one of the nicer things we've done with Trump. Usually we smack the shit out of him.
It was really fucking hot.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
it's a nice way to look at him. It's one of the nicest ways to look at him.
Right.
I feel comfortable watching him be in this submissive stance.
Yes. It's the best way for him to be.
I feel
safer.
Otherwise,
safer.
He's caging children.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
This is
better. This is
better.
Yeah. Don't try to make a sub a dom.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
All
so
that
dom
being
a bitch,
said,
a bitch.
And I do approve this. I approve of this message. I approve of him trying to make peace with Putin. He made an ass of himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean... You know, come on. At that, with the, know, let's get the picture with the basketball. I couldn't make this up, or the soccer ball. I mean, he's so grateful.
Handball.
Here's the ball.
That's a penalty.
Here, I'm handing you your balls.
Yeah,
to kick
and again,
around.
Look, if you look at the
Until
body language, Putin has. Look at his eyes. Putin is looking
yeah.
him. He's controlling mm-hmm. that.
He's
and
hypnotized him.
He's just got him. I've got you here.
And honestly, I am not a big fan of our secret police. We have them too, CIA, FBI. I mean, all these liberals that are just having orgasms over the FBI. Oh, I love them. Oh, yeah. You like that?
You like that?
Don't spill.
Don't spill.
Okay, all right, here we go. Okay. Whack, whack, whack. Thank you, Goddess Phoenix.
I think it must
for
be
your whip that is so good.
We
at
may have to
whacking.
Do an interrogation
Phoenix
thing
dog.
With her later. Mm-hmm.
You
could be
okay.
FBI, I'll be CIA.
Yeah, there you go.
Or we could just be her parents.
I'll be the EPA.
Or we could be her parents. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
The EPA.
But still, it wasn't, you know, I mean, the FBI, the CIA, they fucking kill people all over. Well, the CIA kills people yeah. all over the world. I don't have a lot of love for them, but. I mean, come on. You don't say at the podium, I believe you, darling.
You were very strong and powerful in your denial.
Yes, so powerful in your denial.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was public disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he even had Fox News making fun of him.
That's,
come on.
That's
he took a lot of hits.
Yeah.
That's
but then it just led into like the level two of disinformation where everything was like, oh, what I really meant, because you guys are all
yeah.
so dumb,
oh,
is
yeah.
that what I didn't say, yes. so you should already have known.
There's an int.
Yeah. Like, okay,
int.
Abusive
int.
Partner.
I'm the master
when
of
I said
production.
That, when I said Putin didn't interfere with our elections, I really meant to say that he did.
He did.
Exactly.
This is why we keep you gagged. On our show, so you don't say anything. And that's really the best way yeah. for him to be, gagged. You know, I mean, the other stuff, maybe kissing Putin, maybe getting a spanking from Stormy Daniels.
Well, he'd like
but
to
always
be gagged.
Gagged.
He'd
always
like to,
gagged.
He'd like
always
to
gagged.
Be gagged.
Mm. You think so?
Yeah, he'd be into being gagged.
Well, you're a cougar, and he's much older than you, so you wouldn't be into him, I guess.
I wouldn't be into him. I don't even know if I'd make his cutoff. Like, I kind of look like
oh,
I could have.
Oh, you would. You
you're
would.
Hot to me.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Hmm. You could be Stormy with,
Stormy's
you know.
A lot younger than me. She's 42, you know. Yeah.
She's 52.
Baby face. Oh, she's 52?
I don't
Stormy?
Know.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't know
birthday's
how.
Birthday's next month.
You know,
really?
We
My
figure
God.
That the
I believe you.
Blow-up doll looks
lick
like
it?
Stormy.
Yeah.
So in that sense,
that's
so do
good.
You.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they, yeah. We look a lot. Oh,
now,
wow. Okay. Oh, yeah. Skirt good.
Oh, yeah. We we have our. Would you like some?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah,
like
I can handle it on my mountain lion.
On your mountain lion, yes.
Feline friend.
Wait a minute. On your mountain lion, is that a euphemism?
Yeah.
Like something blue on your lip.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
I'm
going
to have to get wet,
it's
too.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a shooting today, and it's terrible, you know, all the shootings that go on, and how it has become, we're talking about normal. What does normal mean? I think normal means it happens every day. So this is happening every day.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it's normal. Now, that doesn't mean we like it or that we want to keep it that way. We want to change the normal.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons that we're here and we're queer and get used to it. Come on. Come on.
Ooh.
We're bonobo. Yeah. Get into your queer pride. Because a lot of you have some serious sexual secrets. You know, yeah, you do. So, you know, tell your secrets to me. If you've got the money, you can afford that to talk to me privately. If not, you know, you can talk, I don't know, on the show. You can call us tonight. 310-568-0066. If you are an incel or if you're feeling, you know, panicked, give us a call. Let's talk. And shoot water guns, not real
guns,
guns, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Water guns. They're just as much fun. I mean, you know, if you like that shooting feeling,
right.
Go
yeah.
ahead. The water
yeah.
gun. And people will
yeah.
appreciate it, especially you could shoot it right into a pussy.
Right.
And on a day
yeah,
like today,
well.
It'd be fine. We are keeping
exactly.
the pussies away from Trump, though.
That's true.
Pussy grabber.
We're keeping them wet.
Keeping him wet in a way.
Keep him wet.
Moist.
That
moist.
Voice, the moist. One saying wet and moist, belongs moist to voice. The oh, captain, Captain Max.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, baby.
There I am in my yacht. See my yacht?
In your yacht. Yeah. There he is.
There you are in your yacht. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's a mighty big magnum you got there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, darn right.
Oh, yeah. Champagne for mimosas. Yes. Mm. So here we are. So, hello, Cougar.
Oh, hey.
So, how's the Cougar life these days?
The Cougar
you
want to
come sit up
good.
Here for a sec?
Yeah. If you, come if on. That's cool.
Sure. Yeah, okay. No, it's very totally cool. We
I'll
should
leave my Cougar juice.
Do you
right
want?
Here
wait, wait. Just first wait. Model your outfit because we might be getting it off of you.
Wait a minute. Cougar juice.
Cougar juice. Where's
she's
that?
She's gonna leave her Cougar juice ooh. Next to me. That's
leave it lying around.
This okay. is the best.
We is could open yet? Up a Cougar juice stand.
That's a good idea.
Like okay. lemonade
like a
stand,
lemonade,
except
yeah.
let's
I
see.
Be the first
Cougar
to
juice.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got boobs right away. Facebook stand. Camera, go away. Facebook camera.
No. Oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. We're happy.
It's not you. It's me.
No, we love that. We just can't.
That's is it why. Okay? I'm not on Facebook, so.
We have our
yeah,
own
yeah.
cameras.
Should be right.
We have our own cameras.
Our
and
well.
We're delighted yeah. to have
yeah,
you.
Thank
I
you for
caught,
taking
back.
Care of my Cougar juice.
I'll keep your juice in my
the show.
Hot little hand mm-hmm. here.
You like that shit?
I'll show a nipple just to keep you feeling.
Yeah,
you know.
Also because I want to see.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Take it out.
There it is.
All right, you want to, I don't know. Okay, so I did want to ask you about how you're doing.
Doing well. I've been on the road doing a lot of comedy. I've been touring around Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Laughlin.
Nice.
Hey, there are people in, I met some really cool people in New Mexico. Shout ooh. Out to Robbie and Chaz. They hate
yeah.
Trump.
Hey, shout out.
These are
whoever
young
you are.
Dudes. Yeah, young dudes
oh,
who,
Cubs.
Who hate Trump. Yeah. They have guns, but they hate Trump.
Okay.
All
you
right.
know, I'm not like, I mean, okay, I don't really like guns except the water pistols. But
cool, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about the guns. I'm not going to say anything.
Well, depending on
so
where
I,
in New Mexico.
I think it's cool, you know, that they have guns and that they hate Trump and yeah. hopefully they don't hate him because he's gay.
They didn't bring that
did
up.
Did I say that?
Gay?
They just said he's
I
a
mean,
dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was like,
no,
it
no,
was
a bad joke. I immediately have
yeah.
to walk that back and I lose my job at Disney and everything.
You look like Disney, though. You yeah. look like Disney.
I do. I do. Yeah. So do you, actually. We both look
yay.
Like
Disney
rejects.
It's great.
Yeah, right. Okay, so you are doing like a comedy a tour.
Yeah.
I
like
bet
the
you're the
Cougar.
Sexiest
I think I've seen you.
Comedian.
I think I've seen you before.
Depends what they like, you know. It's like I'm playing like very red. I wouldn't, yeah, red states. Let's, you know, a lot of red states. And before you go on stage.
You're red meat to red states.
Rare,
you are.
You're very rare.
You are.
You know,
oh,
it's.
Yeah.
It's a weird,
can I
it's
get
a
closer?
Weird feeling. Oh yeah,
please. Yeah.
It's a, you know, I've a crush on you. You know, I love you.
I'm gonna wrap my little.
Oh yeah, wrap it.
Psychedelic
it,
whip
does
around.
Is that like a thing you put like on my nipples, like a magic wand? Or something? I've had that, like
not
quite
prod.
There.
We can probably hotwire it.
There ain't cattle prods here.
We can do it. We can
hotwire it.
So, so
auto
you,
trader.
You stand up and tell jokes.
Yeah,
wow.
I do like sets on the road, and it has become weird in that now that you're on the road, like whoever your point of contact is at the gig,
sure.
they're always like, "Hey, you're not too political, are you? Don't get too political."
Oh, right, right. That's why
you
I
know?
Couldn't
yeah.
do the road.
They
yeah.
didn't
yeah.
use it. Didn't used to be like that.
Right.
Nobody used to like sort of check in. Yeah.
Well, they're afraid of a shooting. They're,
yeah.
I don't know. They're
yeah.
afraid of contention. There's a lot of conflict and contention and you know I imagine you have liberal to left progressive politics and mm-hmm. I admire you for taking your very bonobo approach to life into you know the red states.
Yeah, I'm not I mean you they accept me a lot in a lot of ways because you know I have jokes, I'm polite and I have toured for the military. And even if you
well,
were
that
just,
I hate you for. No, I'm not.
Well, it's, no, it's good audiences.
Oh, God,
no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
The sin,
they're just the, troops.
Let me lick it.
And just I know that a lot of them are there because there are no jobs. Even though there's a lot of high economy stuff, that's mostly for the stockbrokers. For real people, it's hard to get a good job, and the military offers that.
I ran into guys like that. The guys I was sleeping with when I was touring for the troops, like the guys I hooked up with, they were dudes who were like divorced, and they,
was
cooler than a job.
Well, you can hook up
with
a hot guy, they're in good shape.
Yeah, and then you're leaving the next day. It's not too complicated.
Right.
They're sticking in your fucking mouth.
So you're you're going strong in your cougar.
Touring.
You're in the detour, and about how often do you find a guy like a cub that you want?
It has been the worst year for dating.
Even with all these young guys with
it's
muscles
been
and
so
horniness down there in the red states.
Not the gigs I'm getting. Like the gigs are like Laughlin. They're like dudes who spent a lot of time on meth and gamblers and just like really by life.
Responsibility.
Yeah, a lot of my enabling days are over.
Women. The meth. Wow.
Yeah, there are some women on the road who come up and talk to me, and I can tell there's like maybe some kind of mutual attraction, but then they never buy me drinks, and I'm like,
women.
You already got me one drink tonight, so
I'll
you're kicking their ass.
I'm getting you the drinks.
It is your bar. It is your bar. It is your bar.
I got two girlfriends.
She's getting you. We're all getting you the drinks. This is a communal situation.
Yeah, it's Polly.
Right?
That's the bonobo way and polyamorous.
Her name is Polly.
But I know you're into guys. You're into young, hot, horny guys. And my goodness,
and girls?
There are so many young, hot, horny guys out there in the blue states, in the red states, in every purple state that would just, this is the dream come true. This
I guess my question is, what do you think about hot, horny older guys.
Hot, horny.
He's
like
not
horny,
talking
like
about himself.
No, not myself at all.
Asking for a friend.
For a friend.
And he's not talking about me. She's not talking about me.
It's Max.
They're cool.
It's Max's fault.
No, Max is definitely hot. I love the name Max too.
Max describes.
When you got power, women.
This sounds like we have a fun evening for you that will make up for your bad year.
It's a good year professionally. It's just sexually. All I've been doing is having sex for porn. Do you do adult videos?
I do porn. I've been like Brazzers.
You both look familiar to me.
Yeah, yeah.
We should all do some content.
So are you
I usually play the
straight?
Oh, that's cool.
Children?
Are you completely
the children of sex? Don't all talk at once.
Have you performed at the comedy store?
One proposition at a time.
All the time. You host
twice a week.
Right?
I'm the host.
You are the host. Mm-hmm. My friend Katie performs there a lot. Katie Burton. Mm.
Katie Burton is a really good
insane.
Buddy of
She's
mine,
great.
Too. She's amazing.
Yeah.
We have inside jokes.
Yes,
I love that girl.
Love them, me too.
We just discovered we have a really cool mutual friend.
Yeah.
Shout
nice.
Out to Katie Burton.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Oh, she's cute. We should
okay.
get her on here.
We should. Let's get her on here. Katie?
Yeah.
We want you.
We want you, Katie.
Katie Burton. Tim
Katie
Burton's daughter.
We want you, Katie.
And I do find more and more porn people, I guess you could say, are having their sex during porn.
It's been like that.
I think there's a lot of, whether you are a pro-Trump person or anti-Trump, there is a lot of post-Trump sex disorder.
Mm-hmm. There are pro-Trump people in porn, and that's kind of
really
weird, but it's
well,
okay.
if you're
I'm
in
cool
porn, at least you're having some sex.
Yeah.
And that's good.
You're approaching.
I'm talking about
the
normal people.
Yeah.
Are
civilians,
having
the civilians.
Yes.
Yeah. The civilians. It's tough.
It is weirder
so
for dating.
Good for you getting out there for yourselves, keeping your mojo in gear and in practice, because use it or lose it. Really.
Word.
That's what sex is about, folks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all very good to have your periods of celibacy and be a virgin until you get blessed by Jesus. But
Oh, yeah.
If Jesus. You don't use it, you kind of lose it.
Yeah.
You know, nature kind of goes, well, I guess you don't want to have sex anymore. Okay, we'll just let this atrophy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's good you're using it, and more people need to. I feel like there's, I mean, that's another reason why I present the Trump-Putin bromance, is just to put some sex.
Yeah, they can do it. You can, too.
Inject some
it needed
into
some. This presidency.
This president, I mean.
Oh, yeah,
not
definitely.
That he, but I mean, he's having sex, of course, but. I guess
this
I
would
be, it to
his,
be positive.
His first experience having consensual sex.
Right, exactly. Right? That's right. Certainly the wives aren't really consenting unless you, you know, just think of them as sex workers. And then I guess they are.
Right. Yeah. And although now Melania now has a perfect precedent to say, I really meant I don't.
She right.
Really
she
don't care.
Well, she doesn't care.
Well, no, it's but opposite. She did. And when she stood up there, she said,
then she
"I
read,
do."
I really mean, I do care.
I know. When she stood up there and they got married, and said,
see,
"I do."
This.
I,
oh,
I
oh,
don't.
They got married. I thought you meant the shirt.
No,
really,
no.
That
see,
ugly jacket.
I thought she'd go all the way back to let's nullify this thing.
The problem is, this is just all a mass hypnosis of us. To stupidify us.
Yeah, you know, he's really good at
it
that.
Is.
It's like you don't know what's did or didn't.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, it's a distraction because when we look at all of this crap and you look at what happened in Congress the next day, our buddy Pence is, he's running the real game.
Oh, yeah.
And this is all.
Sneaky.
And he's the one who's really having sex with Putin. Mm-hmm. I mean, like in reality.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that finger.
Yeah.
That's his,
well
that's his you know, tushy finger.
Yeah.
The police officer.
Yeah. Okay. So.
We're all going to hell.
Aren't
you
hot in this thing?
Yeah, there.
You go first, okay?
Is this what your friend or your admirer, I should say, your submissive on Twitter got
you?
Oh, no. Okay, I didn't wear that because I really wanted to wear, like, this, you know, crazy feline friend getup.
Mm.
But somebody did get me something on Twitter to wear. Actually, I'll probably post some pictures of it tomorrow, but he did. But, yeah, I decided to just kind of, you know, have my period.
To have your period.
Oh, I decided.
Yeah. Wow, that's
powerful. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Republicans know that. Yeah. That's how women, we can control that thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah,
shoot
I wouldn't
me.
Mind a little of that.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Shooting.
Yeah.
Shooting for Putin.
Shooting for Putin.
Shooting for Putin. Why hasn't anyone done that picture? Like,
yeah.
Shooting for Putin. This is going to go on all year, man.
It is.
All these memes.
It's been going on. Not in my hair. Okay, now you.
I mean, they
not
have
in my
to
hair,
be.
Not in my eyes.
Even if they haven't had sex,
Facebook
they have to
bye.
Be thinking about having sex with each other now.
Yeah, right.
Because of all the pictures.
Through life.
What they're actually thinking about is how to break up the last resources of the world.
Yes.
Well, there's,
there's China.
Among their families.
There's China. There's Russia. And there's America. And we're out of water. We're out of oil. We're out of a lot of things.
We're
so these little motherfuckers who represent the wealthiest families,
get him, Max.
You know, these are Nazis who are taking away our shit. Okay,
and
that's
not
nice.
That.
And we may be snowflakes, but you know what? There's billions of us, and we're gonna pour on your show.
We are the 99.99%.
1%.
And you know, the 0.001% is trying to keep it for themselves and destroy Mother Earth in the process.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes, except they're taking away our rights left and right. The Supreme Court, federal judiciary, the FBI. The other day they said that, you know, there's no one criticizing me anymore. We got rid of all of those FBI agents.
And, of course, they're really going after sex workers. I mean, SESTA, FOSTA. And, by the way, all you folks who might believe that SESTA, FOSTA is really helpful to so-called trafficked sex workers... It's not at all. But actually, it's really, really bad because there's a special court in New York and probably in all kinds of places.
And most states, too.
Where they bring in the sex work. And supposedly they're going to help you because you're trafficked. And guess what? Guess who's waiting in that court dressed in plain clothes?
Cops.
ICE.
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 That's true. I'm the director of SWAV, which is Sex Worker Outreach Project of, like, L.A. and, like, United States. So if you guys need to, like, help on that, I'm here.
You're here. All right. Correct. Well, every day they've got ICE going to these
it's
courts.
It's not ICE. The problem so is the U.S. government and the Congress. They will not, like, support us. And
well, it is ICE,
it.
Though. It's all different
divisions. Yeah, but they have
ICE.
It's ICE if,
like,
they're,
they have
if
these,
they're
these
not
these
born in America, you
these,
can say.
These fucking Nazis have kids going to court that are 2 months old.
I guess 2 months, yeah.
Okay, and 4 years old in these courts teach the children.
Let's just whack him.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons I'm not getting laid anymore is also because Craigslist Casual Encounters is gone, for the trafficking. That's what I had a whole show based on meeting people of Craigslist Casual Encounters. So
that was what you talked about last time you were here.
Yeah, and that has been gone for the past several months. Yeah. So
well, it's all in Switzerland now.
It's all
there's
in
great sites
there's
in Switzerland.
Only casual encounters
for
in Switzerland.
Escorts.
There's only Casual Encounters in Switzerland. Oh, Eros? Or
No. These are brand new.
Oh, cool.
All right,
I'd be interested to hear about that. Mm. Yeah, it's
There's a new site called Switter.
That's in Switzerland.
That's the one. Okay,
Switter. That's one
of them. Sex worker Twitter.
Sex worker Twitter.
Twitter.
That's interesting.
You know.
Sex worker friendly Twitter. Yeah.
But, of course, it's still not big enough. They haven't found it.
Right.
Wait till they do. They're anyway, we're here. We're on the edge of the Trumpocalypse. And it's not just him, it's a lot of fucked up people, and we just have to try to be bonobo. And we've got some great bonobo guests right here in Bonoboville. And let's see, we have a little bit of time. I think we should celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate.
Yay. And have a little Bonoboville communion.
Sounds good.
Yep. We didn't even get to that last week.
Sounds good.
We were too busy. So tonight is a little bit more leisurely.
Why not?
Would you like to partake, or did you partake last time?
I do remember partaking last time with Ikor. Yeah.
Ikor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we might forgive you for mispronouncing his name.
Oh, sorry about that.
But
he was cute.
Ikor.
Ikor.
I saw him wandering around here.
He's here.
He's here. Oh, cool,
he's
cool, cool.
He's
cool.
He's a cool
Ikor?
Guy.
Ikor, it's Holy Communion time.
Ikor, you've been
I was
called
close.
Out.
By your wrong name.
By your wrong name. You might have
say
to
my
give
name,
her a spanking.
Say my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried.
This young lady would like you to drink something off of her breasts.
Hi.
Is that all right with you? I think you can handle it.
Could you handle that? You
went about that life.
A communion. Ikor doesn't drink a lot. He does other things.
Obviously, it works
but
out.
But he'll do
He's
it for in this
nice
case.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have a microphone, though, Ikor. Yeah. Ikor the Wolf.
Oh, nice to see you.
I'll give you an easy way to remember his name. His other name is Rocky, so it's Ikor spelled backwards.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You
all right. So you remember Sally?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Cougar and the Wolf.
Cougar and the Wolf.
Running.
Exactly. Cougar and the Wolf here. All right. Well, her altar is all ready. Look at that.
Yeah.
So where am I going here?
Well, you're going to do communion.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to do a little communion.
Get me drunk,
she actually. I'm going to get you drunk. Actually, should I? I'll do it in a glass. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Thank you, Doc.
I don't want to get him too drunk, but it is green, like the green cross.
Oh.
All right. So, as we said, this is the Womb Room Cathedral of the Little Church of Bonoboville, and tonight we have the lovely Sally Mullins as our altar girl, and Ikor will be the recipient of communion. He will receive communion. I think last time you took communion from his chest or something. Yes. So this time she is. So I'm going to hold this microphone. So first you actually... Here. Let me just tell. Oh, you want to take communion too? I see. I saw you zeroing in on that nip there. I saw it.
She zeroed in on that nipple.
She's horning in on your nipple. Okay.
There's
so
plenty to go around.
Here, I'll hold this. Hold. You're helpless. You just put your hands down now.
So yes. Shall I get on the floor?
You could just lean over and do the nipple thing, and then you get on the floor.
Okay.
So yeah. Except, you know what? I think it would be really sexier if you did it without your shirt on.
Yeah.
Can you help him take his shirt off? Can you help him take it off? Yeah, he always needs help with that. I don't know how he does it at home. But here, he always needs help. Oh, because there's two layers.
I don't know that he needs help, but he requests help.
Wow.
Nice shirt.
Yeah, nice shirt, huh? Yeah, the Noblesville shirt.
We will take off the fuck buddy beater.
Fuck buddy beater. That's a good one.
I like that.
I like that too. All right, so here we are.
That's the
altar time. So we lick the altar first, just in case.
What side do you want? What side are you going to?
The bigger tit.
Oh, the bigger tit. That's really cute. I mean, every woman has one tit bigger, different than the other. Okay, and now we get...
It's the same for balls,
salt.
By the way. It is. One's bigger and one's
always
lower.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle, though, with the balls. But
as we get older, it's less subtle.
All right.
Communion, and now one more son. Lick for the salty side of godliness. This is our religious ritual for people who are not religious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yay!
Very good. And now... We will waterboard you, Ikor. So you get down between her legs and you spread them. And yeah, put those big arms on either side of her legs. That's kind of sexy. You want to put them, or put the legs on either side of his arms.
There you
go. I don't know. Something.
That'll
work. Yeah, here. Okay, and now lean back.
Lean back.
Oh, you have salt on your head. Okay, and now here we go. And Ikor got waterboarded.
Yay!
And now he's drunk. All right.
What a shame. I love it. It's a lightweight.
Don't take advantage of me.
Yeah, right.
Nobody would ever do that here, Ikor. We respect you too much.
Thank you, dear. I'm the best there are.
See, there's motorboarding and then there's waterboarding.
That's right.
Yes. I've never been motorboated or whatever they call it. Yeah, it's never happened.
Oh, motorboating. Yeah. Right. It's not motorboating.
It's not happened. However you say it, I haven't felt it.
Did you hear that? That was a request.
More, that's more like a Ron Jeremy type of thing right there. He's more of a motorboat.
Yeah, but he's not here and you are. You're right there.
And we're glad he's not here. Yeah.
I don't know if that's Ikor's thing. I'm not sure.
It's not. No.
No. I think he likes being right between your legs. Right
I like that. Better.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to make those noises.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
An artist.
Exactly.
I get it.
All right, let's hear it for Ikor the Wolf and Sally the Cougar. This is a meeting of the, you know,
animals.
Non-human animals, which is great. We love non-human animals, really. We started this show talking about dogs, and now we're moving on to cougars and wolves. I don't know.
Oh my.
Getting wild. All right. So how much time do we have, brothers and sisters of my tech department?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
10. Oh, can I get
minutes?
Mimosa
10?
Up here?
Well, mimosa,
let me get Mimosa up here. I mean, you can just move over if you're in a state. Or,
Mimosa.
It looks really pretty.
You don't want to disconnect from the Ikor too soon.
No.
I was in a good space.
Yeah.
You're in a good space. Right. I know. I hate to have to move people on when they're in such a good space. You could go here or here, but Mimosa is going to go here. And Sally got the seat warm for you. So you can have your thing back here. And so how are you doing?
I love
your hair, and you have to talk
I'm
on
doing
the microphone.
Really well.
And you know what? I have to give you a spanking
right.
for not talking on the microphone. And is Facebook watching?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know.
Oh,
yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh. She keeps it tight. You don't
Facebook
know.
Facebook is just watching in the mirror.
Okay, okay. Oh, this is such a nice, thick, luscious ass. Oh, yeah, baby.
The bots can't tell anything from there.
All right. I got that out of my system. But if you commit another infraction, I get to do that again.
Yes, yes.
So I love your hair. It looks
thank
so
you.
Cute.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. What have you been up to since we saw you?
My goodness. What have I been doing? I went to Vegas to have some fun, and that
really?
Was exciting.
Can't imagine that.
Do people
that.
Do that in Vegas?
So weird,
I bet
right?
you were working.
Yeah, I wanted to be working, but then
yeah,
I was
okay.
like, you know what? I think I'll just hang out.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
Yeah, I went with some friends I don't normally go with.
Do you
with.
Like gambling?
Well, I don't do it a lot. I did it once, and I won a lot, and then I lost, and I was like, I guess that's it. So I tried a little, but I ended up losing. It was just like $40 bucks. And I'm like, if I lose, I walk away. But
what fun is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, did a little psychedelics.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
That's a conversation.
You could be in North Dakota and be fine.
We got okay. 6.5 minutes. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I did.
Don't take 6.5 minutes, please.
And then there's a real cool hotel over there that has like a topless pool, and I really like to hang out at.
Oh.
And so.
Let's hang out at a topless pool.
Yeah, it's the Artisan Hotel.
Can you hang
and they
out
have like,
they like,
have like,
a, you're, like you're at a topless pool right now?
That's
oh,
your
yeah.
cue. Take your tits out. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, wow.
Woo-hoo. Yay.
Topless pool. And let's see. You want some...
There you go.
Lubrication?
Yes. Oh, yeah, baby. Okay. So you're hanging out at the topless pool.
Yeah.
And did you... get any action?
Yes, I did get some action. We ended up like doing a bunch of psychedelics, and then everybody went back to the room and just got
just
fresh
got psychedelic.
Yeah. So that was really wonderful. And then the day after, we just sort of spent laying around, hanging out, and then we had a really lovely lunch. We saw Mariah Carey.
Samurai
and perform. She was
oh.
Samurai.
Oh,
saw Mariah Carey.
Oh, Mariah Carey. Yeah. Okay.
Mariah Carey.
At first,
wait,
I thought this
Drew
was
Carey's brother,
somebody
right?
named Samurai Carey.
Samurai Carey. No, yeah, we saw Mariah Carey and it was wonderful.
So we're drinking mimosas because of you,
yeah.
even though you're not drinking mimosas.
I like to have one at the end of the show to
but
celebrate.
I should have someone
oh my
take
God, here,
communion
is this
from
me?
You
there it is. There it is.
And have a mimosa.
Yeah.
Would you like to take communion? Or I don't know. Or would you? Would it,
whoever. I'm down.
You're down? You want to
yeah.
take... You're our guest.
Okay.
Come here.
Sounds good.
Come here and let's take communion.
Another one.
Okay. When Sally met Mimosa.
I go like this.
Okay. No, first you lick the boob.
Oh, that's
lick
good.
The boob.
Mm-hmm. Lick
salt
the boob.
The boob.
Okay, yeah. And then where's my salt? Oh, here's my
where's
salt.
My... What's my shot?
Okay, here is
there you go.
Sally
you
the cougar
it.
Licking Mimosa the kinkster. Mm-hmm. Mm. How's she doing?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's good
yes,
at it.
Yes, this cougar knows how to
she
lap
does.
A couple things.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Very good. Wow. Okay, so here is the salt now.
Salt now, titty.
It's salty time.
So now you lick the salty nipple.
Lick it again.
Mm. No, you lick it again.
I'll lick it again.
I think she already had her communion. Okay. All right. Very nice. See, it's salty now, which is, I'm just getting it off of your dress so it doesn't look like you've got dandruff. Okay, and now you get between her legs. I know that's what you've been trying to do. Okay, here we go. Between the legs, and what should we give you? Maybe we should give you some mimosa since you're doing it with mimosa. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Okay. So, okay, there's a double communion going on right now. It's really exciting. Okay.
Oh, wow, this little kitten.
She's eating. Okay. You have to let her do her communion now, Miss Phoenix. She is hungry. Maybe she's going to make you lactate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. And there's no microphone there. Okay, well, here, now you lean back. And here, let me hold this. So there's not, we don't need a microphone now, actually. There's no microphone except to hear her guzzling. So here we go. Waterboarding. Bonobo style.
Yeah!
Yeah! Waterboarding.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Okay, okay.
Well, so we had a little waterboarding now, and Phoenix is in a trance, I think.
Yeah.
I think you've transified her, Sally. Yeah. But you just got your waterboarding. Where's your microphone? There it is.
There's
now you need your microphone.
There you go.
All right. Cool. How you doing?
I got my shit together.
Dr. Okay. Susie?
Whoops. Okay.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Five. Yep.
Oh, how many minutes?
Dr.
How many
Susie?
Yes.
Five minutes.
We have five minutes.
Five minutes.
We got five on.
Okay, turn the music down. I don't know whose music that is.
It's sensual.
It's my It's
okay.
My tune.
Is that your music?
This is like, this is hot for me. Like,
this
that?
Is hot
you know.
For you.
Yeah, it's totally worth a drive.
It's hot for everybody right now.
Yeah, we're digging it.
Mm-hmm.
What is
that'll
happening?
Cool you off.
Keep it wet. Keep it wet.
Oh, here we go again. This happened at the bar earlier.
What happened?
Things.
Things are happening
he's
at the bar?
It vague.
Or you mean just...
I like how he's keeping it vague.
No,
sexual
harassment.
Kiss.
Doing it.
Can I give her a smack on the ass? A lot of people
absolutely.
Know me from my spanking.
Yeah, give her a good smack.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better one.
Harder.
And whack.
Nice. You've got a great butt. You should do some spanking fetish, both you girls.
Mm.
You know,
Susie, should you watch your shoe every week? Shoe.
Oop, did I just get you in the head?
No,
you're fine, you're fine.
Maybe in my ears. I didn't feel it. They're not my real ears.
Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are spanking away with Goddess Phoenix's neon whip, and we've been doing Bonoboville communion with the cougar and the kinkster. Sally Mullen and Mimosa. And we have Professor Oni. Where's your saxophone?
It's in the other room. I'll bring it out after the break.
Okay. Oh, now that's a smack. He's giving it that manly smack right there.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow. I see how he became a professor.
Oh, yeah. Smacking his students. Right.
Traditional discipline. I like it.
Just a little.
Is that what you call traditional?
Yeah. Collegiate.
Corporal punishment, yeah. I think it's
CP,
called.
CP. Yeah.
It's for the corporals. All right. You're doing too much on one cheek there. You know, even it out.
Balance.
All right. Okay. So, I think we're about ready for our break.
Okay.
Right? So we're going to just, you know, go pee-pee because we don't have a human Trump to pee on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that. We give him golden showers. We and the Russian
hookers.
I've
seen it, yes. I want to come be a Russian hooker on this show.
Well, actually, August 4th, we're going to have the Russian hooker pee party.
Oh, fine.
I love it.
Yeah, with Trump on the floor.
Who plays Trump?
We can't say.
Ooh, that special guest.
It's a secret identity. He actually has a job for a kind of almost government agency. But he's
Mike Pence.
Almost
don't say
government
it.
Agency.
Yeah, baby. That was Trump's biggest.
Oh, Jeff Sessions. That would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be a good one. That might be the only thing I'll really like Trump for is firing Jeff Sessions because he's pretty awful. I don't know. I don't know. There's so many awful people.
Yes.
Anyway, we're trying to love everybody here. We're trying to
love them through it.
Practice the bonobo way.
Love them through urine.
Love them through whatever means we can use that is not totally distasteful and that perhaps will save our society from the imminent destruction that we are hurtling towards. So we're here doing that.
Yep.
And we are Professor Oni, Sally Mullen, and Mimosa. Phoenix is wandering around, but she will be back, and we will be back. So don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yay. I'll also be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Whoops.
And now, here she
is.
Dr. Susan Block.
Whoops. Okay. Here I am with a cold. legs. Yes. Shoot water guns, not real guns. That's my silly little motto. And it means so much more than water pistols. But at the same time, water pistols are really fun and, you know, incredibly necessary on a hot night when you don't want to run the air conditioning, which uses up electricity all over your neighborhood.
Right.
So it's good to, you know, keep your fan on and spray each other with water pistols. Yeah, you could, you know, kind of take a big mouthful of champagne.
Super soaker. Yeah.
Squirt it at each other. Or you could make your lady squirt or your man. Mm-hmm. But the man squirting doesn't really cool you off.
No.
No, I think the lady squirting can if she squirts like some people I know. Shout out to Dume.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to shout out the maker of the Russian flag, who is also our graphic designer of Speakeasy Journal magazine, and that is Clemmy Cockatoo.
Clemmy.
Really?
Oh, Clemmy.
Oh.
Where's Clemmy?
The top Clemmy. Bartender.
Come get it, baby.
Yeah, baby. And I asked for a Russian flag. I got a Russian flag. Seconds. Come on. Stand by your art
ask
piece.
Ask first.
Actually, show it up there. It's on the wall, left-hand side.
Oh, there's the magazine. There we have it. Yay! Right here, actually.
Right up there.
Yeah, let's. We have the cover right here. Professor Oni got one for himself and one for his daughter.
I did.
Right.
How old's your daughter?
My daughter's 20.
Oh, my gosh.
When she was about 16, Twitter said, hey, young lady, you should follow this guy, Professor Oni. And she contacted me, and she said, hey, Twitter said I should follow you. And I said, wait a couple of years, and then she did. And we have a great relationship because we have a very open conversation about sex and relationships and being a healthy person. And so I thought, you know, she should know about splashing, and she should know about bonobos, and she should know about Dr. Susie. So I said, well, let's get her a magazine.
All right.
And she should know that it's good to support the arts, and it's good to support publishing, you know?
And you're a cool dad.
And I'm a cool dad.
You know.
I stopped getting invited to the birthday parties as my ex-wife got less cool and I got more cool.
Oh, yeah.
There were conversations apparently
if there becomes a point of contention, Speakeasy Journal could become Exhibit A.
Yeah, but she's over 18 now, so it's all good.
It is good. You know, but me.
Who's switching back there?
Switching. No. We support switches.
Yeah.
Switches are
right. Okay.
Switches are hard workers.
Yes, thank you.
So, who is switching?
I don't know.
They're not saying. You see our tech department, they have secrets. Right, okay. So, Speakeasy Journal is out, and we are collecting images and stuff for our next issue, which is going to be spanking.
Okay.
There you go. Spanking.
For adults only.
I can, please, I mean, I would love to give you guys some, you know, literature, amazing photos. Claire Fonda is my spanking persona. I got into that in
Y2K. Do you spank or get spanked?
Both switches are hard workers, like I just said.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Mainly spanking, usually playing the mom or the teacher, you know.
Well, the thing about this magazine, because, you know, it's the Bonoboville magazine, is we're using pictures
from your shows.
From the shows. So, you know, we would love to have you in the magazine. So perhaps you will
might need to spank somebody
cool.
today.
Let's
give
some
or get
pictures.
A spanking right now.
I think there's some ladies who could use a spanking, and it might be the best thing for them.
I think I would agree with that.
Okay.
We can give them some parental guidance.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
We will be. I'll be your daddy. She can be your mommy.
Oh,
I love.
Mommy's going to spank you because
by
we
the
don't
way,
want to be
inappropriate. Just so you know out there, those of you who would like to say that, you know, this is all very nasty, that's not her real mommy or daddy.
No, right. No.
Role play.
This is role play. Role play.
Sometimes.
In porn, we have to say stepmom or stepdad.
Right, exactly.
No, stepbrother. This is wrong. Stepbrother.
Brother.
Why yes. does that make it any better?
Well, because
right.
it can't.
Exactly.
For the credit card companies.
The credit card companies yeah. won't pay for incest, but they'll
but
pay
they'll
for
pay
fake
for
incest.
Incest.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Step
incest.
You know, I so it's Stepping all about in. The genealogy, then.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Or if you do granny porn, like I do, you there's really no step grandma, so you just have to do a long-winded explanation of how
oh
he's not
God.
Your
yeah.
real grandson.
Right.
And it just
right.
has to happen in the beginning.
Well,
and then after
that,
guy.
Yeah.
He's the other guy.
You got that right.
He's
yeah.
the gardener.
Yeah.
He's the gardener.
I have something to tell you.
Yeah. And then after that, you could say like, no, right? mom and dad. But in the very beginning of it, you have to establish like, you're
right.
my stepmom or dad. And then
this
after
is so
that.
Wrong.
Right.
We're, yeah. No, wait, we're steps, bro. It's
okay.
Okay,
it's fine now.
I think. You have two kids, you know, maybe.
Yes,
maybe.
We
yeah.
do have two.
Yes.
These are the kids. Mimosa
right.
and Phoenix are going to be.
Yeah, we threw a party
your
when you guys
naughty,
were on vacation.
Naughty children.
All right, there you go. That's a good scenario. You, we just got
I'm
home.
Just,
we just got home from
the fairy
the game.
Yeah, and we're really trying to clean up our mess
gay
here.
Parade.
Who put the gum on the.
I think someone called me a fairy tonight. So I'm going to
be the fairy
godmother.
You're
going to be the
fairy godmother.
Only appears at times.
Who drank all my whiskey?
But these kids are very, very bad, and
uh-oh.
I don't know what they
clean
did.
That up over
do you
there.
Know what
Honey,
they did?
Spank the kids.
Yeah, I know what they did. We got home.
Clean up this gum on the carpet.
There's gum on the carpet.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's
great
a
job.
Bad thing. The
great
gum
job.
On the carpet.
Uh oh.
What is happening?
All right. Well, what's happening is we just got home, and
yeah.
they're doing a role play.
There's gum on the carpet. All the whiskey's gone. She's drunk. She's
I'm
on
drunk.
Psychedelics,
drunk?
Whatever the hell they are. And we have to spank these
Whenever
two.
People are face down on a carpet aww. Like this, it's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign.
You know,
I wonder if they... No, and now they're kissing. You two are stepsisters. This is not appropriate.
Oh,
I
no,
think it's
no.
Love,
also,
but it's not illegal.
Not appropriate.
I know. Am I going to go to jail, huh?
Keyword, step.
Step, yeah. So we're going to teach you two a lesson...
I love lessons.
And
love
don't be
learn.
A wise guy.
Yeah, I love to learn.
I guess you could put somebody in some sort of bondage.
I could.
Yeah, if I could tie a knot, I would.
Yeah, well, here, you know, I was
just
a boy.
Have to beat
I was a Boy Scout way back when, and I used to be in the Navy. See, I have the tattoos, so I guess I can do
harder,
some knots.
Daddy, please, harder.
All right, hang on. You're wiggling too much. I have to tie you up.
My daughter's twerking.
Uh-oh.
You really feel old when your daughter's twerking when you're
right,
spanking
she's
her.
She's actually quite good at it.
Is your discipline being effective when your daughter's twerking? But look, she gets so red.
Yeah, I bruise really easily and I get really red.
Because you're
fast.
Olive. Because yeah. you're olive. That's how it works.
How it is. The
wow.
olive trees bruise.
We
well,
olive trees
this
bruise.
Is
I like
quite
it.
A perverted little family my guests have created out of their.
Oh, daddy is tying up stepdaughter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
Uh-oh.
Baby.
Oh, well, it looks like daughter and stepmom are kissing across the other daughter as we have spanking in the household. This is why we have a problem in our society.
There you have the American
There's
family.
Oh, may I please just
as
no
more
say,
know them next
don't
door.
Spank your children. Don't. Just
Unless
don't.
They ask you to.
This is happening
not,
in your
not even if they ask you to.
Definitely
don't
spank
do
your fake
do
kids in porn.
Not do it.
Yes.
Especially
your fake
out
kids.
There
spank
in
your
the
fake
country.
Kids in porn.
Only consensual adults should
where there are no neighbors.
Get these spankings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is going
oh,
on
Oh, I
here?
Like this.
Oh, this is that predicament bondage
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering what Professor's thing was, and now I think we know.
Wow.
One of my things. Okay, so now... Hey.
What about Mom?
Yeah,
she wants to
we'll
be
get
involved.
To Mom in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have predicament
gotta
bondage
do something with
here
Mom.
With Professor Oni as the dad, and here's Mom drinking. Sally Mullen, the cute cougar, is mom. Having
mom
a drink
drunk.
In between spankings.
Uh-oh.
This is so wrong.
But yet... So right.
It's so right because it's just a game. It's just a bonobo playtime.
We're almost as messed up as Trump's family.
That's true.
I mean, in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't do just role play there.
That's true.
There's
they,
no
they
stepping.
Really, they got it really going on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And daughter is still twerking. Mimosa daughter.
Yeah,
ooh,
sure.
And the other daughter is gaining traction. Kissing mommy. That's what you call sucking up to mom.
Yeah, you're mommy's favorite. I don't know, though. This butt is amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're doing more? Okay.
Oh, we're doing, she's like, apparently.
Okay, one more little tie-up for the professor, the master of Kinbaku bondage.
The family
yes,
was found
I don't
tied
know.
Up in their
I just reached
home.
A point where I felt like my
up.
Daughters were getting all
are
the
you
attention.
Okay, Phoenix?
Is everybody
blink if
all right?
You're not.
He was a great dad, out. But he forgot the woman he married.
That's right. What's
like,
going on
bitch.
Here with dad?
That's
all
right.
Right. And here we have it. Okay, so can we have a little spanking right now on both of your
yes.
parts? We can have it going on all at the same time. And maybe we'll have, and turn so that your face gets in here. Yeah, you know how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'll take your
thing
off here. Yeah. Little kissing. And I am the fairy godmother of spanking.
Thank you much.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. And we are the perverted family of spankers. Never do this in your real family. Says the fairy godmother of spanking. But it's so much fun and therapeutic. Yes, psychodrama to do it
I
with your consensual adult fake family. And let's hear it for the fake family of Sally Mullen,
yeah.
Cougar, and Mimosa, and Phoenix Dawn, and Professor Oni, who is now going to release these lovely participants from
yes.
his special bondage.
Woo.
Yes. Beautiful. All right. And here we are.
All right.
Okay. Can we have another hand while we're untying? Now comes the untying. And I thought that was kind of magnificent.
That was a cute
little
spanking and bondage, little
wow.
kink fest.
Right.
That
yeah.
was.
Definitely
that definitely counts.
Kink fest. All right.
You know?
So grab your mics. How are you kids doing? Yeah, take. Oh, you are naughty. I'm going to get you for talking off the microphone.
She's
wonderful.
A little disoriented.
She said wonderful.
Oh,
wow.
Spanking and twerking.
Okay, so how was that?
It was wonderful.
Did she spank you well?
Yeah, she spanked me very well.
Oh, okay.
She's got a nice
actually, mom looks proud right now. And Phoenix, how are you doing?
Good job. Yeah,
good job, honey.
Again.
People learned a lesson.
You had a good time.
I had an amazing time.
Being
I like
tied
it.
Up.
Now it's our turn.
Yeah, yeah. I squirted, yeah. so that was great.
The parents are.
Hey, the dad has a nose ring. It's a pretty cool family.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
They call me like Donnie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And those aren't his only piercings.
That's
hot.
Like father, like daughter.
You keep talking about those, Professor Oni. Do you want to show us?
Do I want to show you?
Oh. Do you want to show us?
Well,
take it out.
Come sit on the bed.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not as interesting as it used to be because
I'm sure it's very interesting.
I lost one of them.
We're very interested. And you're leaving soon. So we better look
no,
around.
For like forever, you think?
Okay.
You're leaving soon. We better see your
not
clock.
Not forever. He's just going
to
going Florida.
To Florida. Oh. Okay.
Ooh,
where in Florida?
See. Okay, Facebook cannot look at this. Or
everybody bye.
He has to be confident.
Mike
everybody.
Zuckerberg will turn to stone.
Dang, that's crazy.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
It's got balls. Yes. Now, I know why you talk about balls. Where is the microphone? You've got
called,
Mr. Microphone, and he looks like he's wired.
Hi, how are you doing? These are the wrecking balls, I call them.
The wrecking balls.
But they're used
now
to
I know what the wrecking
now,
balls
this is the
are.
But they're
I want
used
a picture with
it. There used to be a Prince Albert there,
whoa.
But my body decided, fuck you, I don't like this anymore. And so now I have what's called a
oh, awesome.
Subcision.
Oh, I
Oh, wow.
That's like my ear.
What is it?
Oh. It's called a subcision.
A subcision. Where is it? Oh, wow. Yikes.
Hi, Mr. Bill.
Okay, here, here. Let me see. Let me get
like
a picture.
Father, like daughter. My ear is split.
Okay. All righty. Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Bill.
There you have it.
So anyway, the interesting thing about these is that they are positioned specifically to stimulate the G-spot.
That's wild.
See? Wow.
I am
specifically to stimulate, but there's so many of them. Nobody has that many G-spots.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking, too. I'm like,
I feel depending like on how one? I'm going, if I go where sideways or up or down
or
whatever.
They'll always hit, they'll you, always know, hit you got the enough G-spot. Of
yeah,
them.
I got, yeah, so it's, you know.
I got
anyway.
Oh, that's
so
very cool.
So there it is.
And do you wear them all the time?
Yeah, I do. Because these, wow. these, well, this tissue will shrink up really quickly if you take them out. So I wear these all the time. The PA I used to wear most of the time. And it was fun at the airport when I had the big, heavy one. But anyway, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Let's
testicle
hear it.
Scrotum it aggravation.
Right. I mean, did you actually, I missed that story. Did you show your wrecking balls?
So at one point I had this piercing called the Prince Albert, which is through the, you know, and it was a half-inch gauge. Steel. So it was really, it
Trump
was big.
Is very interested.
It was big. And so I'd go to the airport and I'd go through the thing and I'd get this big box around right there. Uh-huh. And they go, what's in your pocket?
What's
and
in the
I
box?
Said, my penis is in
what's
your pocket.
Your cock?
Wow. And they go, what are you talking about? And in Long Beach, I would say I have a large Prince Albert and I go, and they would feel it and they go, okay. And they'd say, there's a lot of gay guys in Long Beach. In LAX, they couldn't figure it out. So I'd always end up in the room. And I'd take my pants down, and they'd go, oh, you can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a lot of fun. And I had a hashtag on Twitter, TSA Handy J. But since I took since the big one fell out, there's it's just not enough to make it go off.
Oh. Really?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
So what I'm going to probably do is pierce horizontally through.
You want it to go off.
This has
become a fetish of yours.
Exactly. So if you on that picture there, there's actually something called an apollon, which is the horizontal version of what I have. I want to do one of those so that I can reclose it, and then once that heals, I'll be able to put another big PA in there, and then eventually
so
have
you. I've always wondered because everybody complains about them, you know, searching.
Oh no,
but
I like
some
it.
People. Really like it and actually will go out of their way to get hardware so that
I once was in I had to stop through Kansas and the poor white young kid who had to do this was the only male around and he says, well, what's going on there? And I said, I have three large gauge genital piercings. And he said, what? I said, I have three large pieces of steel through the end of my penis.
That.
Oh, this is
and,
hot.
And he was like, I said, he says, I'm going to have to pat you down. I said, okay.
Ahead.
And he started patting me down.
And
he goes, I have to do the back of the hand. And he was so afraid. The fear in his eyes gave me a boner. And he just had to keep going further down my
That's
leg.
Pretty
it was
hot.
Hilarious.
I don't know if we should
it
use that
hilarious.
As a pull quote.
I well,
the fear
hot.
In his eyes
gave
me
a boner.
You know, that doesn't sound very good in the Me Too era. Really.
Well, you know, I told him ahead of time.
I know you did.
I gave him,
it's his own fault.
It's his own fault. But anyway.
It's the fault of, you know, of our society.
So in
I could go into
in
a
reality,
lot of fault
I have a
there.
Degenerative
but
spine
it's
condition.
Created a... Oh,
and the balance
so,
is in it.
But it's
so
created
is,
a fetish for you. You didn't have this before.
Mm. No, but it's interesting, and it makes my penis somewhat interesting. So
okay, definitely. Definitely an interesting
penis.
I like
all
right.
these stories.
So, it's an interesting penis. So, actually, Sally, you're going to be doing a new show soon?
I have. A new show.
Let me trade seats with you so you can tell us about your show. Oh,
okay.
You got to be in the big spot, the big chair.
Back to the big chair.
Oh, yeah. Ecor, get ready for the grand finale. We got some bad girls that need to express themselves.
Oh, yeah. Ecor's really good for those grand finales. I like him.
We like him for more than just the finale.
He's
you
beautiful.
Like the foreplay, too.
He's beautiful. I love him.
I know.
It's nice that he was here. All right. My new show.
Oh, goodness.
Your new show
is called
Get Your Wits About You Now.
Cooking for Pussy.
Cooking for Pussy.
Yeah.
It's a cooking show with a dash of sex.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be recruiting guys age 21 to 1,000.
Wow.
1,000.
Vampires.
You could make it on here. It's about being a good cook.
Yes.
Right.
You cook for me. We film you cooking. I have sex with you. The show's on YouTube. It's not pornography. I'm not filming the nudity. I'm not filming the sex. It's more like an interview and a cooking show with a dash of sex.
But you really have sex.
Yeah.
And you never film the sex?
If they want to film the sex, that's a whole different story. Well, but I mean, not for another website.
Clips for sale, girl. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Clips for sale.
I'll sell it on Cliporama if you want to send me a clip.
Sounds good. I'll send you any. Yeah, that would be fun.
For that. For the magazine, we are strictly show. But, you know, we're whores with clips for sale. Or are we whores or
clips
we pimps?
For sale
I'm not
fun.
Sure.
Well,
yeah, but we have our own Cliporama.
Oh, yeah, Acorn.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Acorn in the house.
All casual.
All right. Well, we took
Slides
a shirt off.
We did take
it's
his
a real production
buddy beater
to put
off.
It back on.
We did take his clothes off.
We did.
We stripped him.
It's getting hot.
I want to have continuity, you know.
Yeah.
Keep the continuity
so we were contemplating whether we should have We Are One or She Bad, because really, in a way, our society needs to hear We Are One.
Yes.
But
I support that.
But I want to hear She Bad. Because I
want to
see the
like
girls wiggling
and
around.
Yeah,
and that's what I would lift my spirits. So I would just like to say.
Can we do a mashup?
We Are One.
Yes.
Oh, you want to
do a
mashup?
Mashup?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you could do that.
Can you do
oh
a mashup?
Yes.
You start with We Are One
and
then
you
go into
She
Bad.
Yay!
You have to give him back his microphone, though.
Have you won it up?
Okay, now we can give you one. Okay, so you hear that back there? We're going to start with We Are One.
Just give him one verse.
And do one verse. And then we'll go in. He doesn't want to lose his audience. He only wants to do one verse. Or maybe a voice. But anyway, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
Ladies in here.
Nipples out.
Nipples out. Y'all can get naked. Have it. Naked.
Nipples
take it all
out.
Off. You know, whatever.
Boys,
too. However you want it.
Oh, nipples out.
How do you want it?
It's a nipple
can't
fest.
Have no nipples
a
out.
Nipple fest.
Whoa.
Shout out to my homie Ann out there.
Mm.
All right.
So we're like his back.
Bonoboville. I'm here. I say Bonoboville.
Bonoboville.
Mm-hmm. Bonoboville.
Because we are one.
Bonoboville.
You know,
Bonoboville.
Dr. Block speaks a lot of politics and political righteousness, I should say. It's a good word for you. Political righteousness.
Wow, I sound
you know?
All biblical.
Yeah. There it is. So most definitely we are one. You know what I mean? It's a different race of people in here, but we are the human race. So we are one. All y'all watching out there, just know we are unified. We are the people. We are one.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hug, baby.
One.
Hard to think Woo. That way when you've got murder and mayhem and Trump's, you know, public disgrace of America. But we are one.
No matter what.
Yep.
We are
so
one.
All the racism shit, that's like, what are y'all doing? That's a lot of energy you're wasting. You're wasting a lot of energy on some good shit that could be happening for you. You know? So, but it's your loss. Anyway, we're going to keep moving for the ones that's enlightened. We're going to keep it moving. So throw the ones up, y'all out there, on y'all couches out there, wherever y'all are watching on your social media, if you're on your tablets, computers, your phones, whatever.
Yeah.
We are one. Throw
we
it
are
up.
One.
Give me that volume, Nah. Let me get some of that volume. I'm ready whenever y'all are, Mar. Abe, the creator. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. We got sexiness as one. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Salty beat. See, I'm here.
This is for the world.
Again.
I'm here for the world. I'm on your comment coming through. You know what I mean?
One salty indeed.
One day I won't be here. Until now, I can get it poppin', I can be grimy and greasy real easy. Believe me, that's nothing. Been on them blocks, trapping the spots, evading the cops till I got popped. My handcuffs is on my wrist. Hey, sit down a minute, think about it. While I'm in there, thinking I got shit to finish. Earth needs me, handcuffed, and I won't stop. Giving the props, throwing the peace and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let Wolf shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls whose cold is ice. And I don't think twice, I got so six to take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity. Was there too, my humanity is gonna take the man of me. Who comprehends insanity? Too far, we are one. we are one, y'all. Throw the ones up, y'all. You and I. Together. Intertwined. Together. We storm as well. We are one. We are one. We are one. Together. Yeah. Yeah. Let's turn it up now. Let's take it up a little notch. Yeah. Take it on up, y'all. She bad, y'all. Y'all ready? We're going to need some volume. We need some volume. Anytime you got to ask for volume. They doing
okay,
like
who's the twerkers in the crowd?
Okay, where we at? Well, can we get some volume on that?
Now.
They need to hear it out here.
My youngest daughter
right here. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Ooh. Look how she make it bang. Ooh. That girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in the smooth way, she made me say damn. Thick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up though, just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I roam and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an earthquake, damn. Baby, you got that pop that steal the show, get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it, back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that cool can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Mimosa go. Bang. Everybody stop and look at Mimosa pop. That thing bang. Got them ready to spend some dope. Oh. We up in Bonobo, yeah. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man's. I don't even know, but this night for show. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static dub. Baddest one in the club right here, yes sir. I ain't lying, I'm blind. She got it like that, she bad. Look how she, look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low, woo. Yeah, Phoenix can go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, Doc Block can go. Don't stop, cause you got me turnt by the way you pop, and the way you pop it got me hot, so don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Woo, yeah, that girl can go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing up like beep, 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 beep. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Woo, yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Yeah, Doc Block is bad. Yeah, Phoenix is bad. Yeah, Cougar is bad. Yeah, Mimosa bad. Yeah, they
we
bad.
We bad. Woo. Ecor the Wolf.
Yeah.
Live from Bonoboville.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
The Dr. Yeah. Susan Block Show.
She bad. Look how she move
we
that
bad. Shot.
Yeah, all these bad girls up here. Woo. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad.
Yeah.
She bad.
I am so bad. I got one whip tied up at another one. All right, so we are bad.
Yes.
And we are proud to be bad because we know that when we're good, we're very good. But when we're bad, we're better.
For sure.
And that is Mae West, one of my idols.
Me too.
Yeah, Mae West. You know, I kind of have a Mae Westy thing going on here. And I have some fabulous guests that I'm going to just introduce one more time. Starting off with Captain Max, who is always the guest in my womb room.
Good evening, all you revolutionaries. We are in a psychological and war, and we will win.
Нет.
Нет. Нет, нет, нет.
Хорошо.
Watch out, the Nazis are coming. Next.
No, coming. I wish they'd just be coming and not here. Anyway, Captain Max, we are here in the resistance, and we are shooting our water guns and practicing the bonobo way of female empowerment and male well-being and peace through pleasure. And sharing resources. Inclusivity.
Not stealing resources.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, bonobos might steal a little bit, like they're mischievous.
Yeah, but you leave
but
a little
you
bit
leave,
for everybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you don't steal a lot, okay?
You're not like a fucking
folks,
hog.
A little bit of thievery is kind of, I don't know, it kind of goes along with the private the property concept.
Yeah, no, the thievery is not going to stop. It's the level
it's
and
the
giving.
Level.
Of the fruits of the thievery.
And that's why I feel the bonobo way has potential, because they are just like us. They can be violent, they can steal, but they don't steal everything and they don't kill. So we know we have that potential. It's just, I don't know, well, that's a long story about capitalism and agriculture. But just make like bonobos, not baboons. Let me introduce my guests one more time. We've got Hello Cougar host.
Oh, yeah.
Cougar extraordinaire, Sally
she
Mullen.
Brought
follow
me back
her
to
on
my
Twitter.
Childhood.
And she's great. Watch her new show.
Beautiful milk.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
All right, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We have Ikor the Wolf.
Yeah. Ow.
Rap Master.
Always a blessing to be
of
here.
Bonoboville. And we have Mimosa, who inspired our alcohol this evening.
Yeah.
And has such an inspiring ass. Can we hear it from Bonoboville?
I know.
Mimosa's ass. It's amazing. Wow.
Put a drink on that.
jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. See, that's why I had to have you sing She Bad. I had to see that ass. But
yeah,
it was
bad.
Great to have We Are One, too, because we're all shaken up over all the divisions. And, of course, my lovely ass producer, you're next in line.
Yeah.
Bad girl extraordinaire, Phoenix Dawn, and Dr. Susan Block Institute therapist. That's right. Our therapists are bad. And Professor Oni.
Yeah.
Professor Oni is going to be leaving us physically, but we will be in touch through cyberspace. And he will be in Florida.
Where in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Good place.
All right. I think his mic's not
his
working.
His mic is out.
I wish it was on and I could punish
on
him.
Turn the mic.
There it is. There we go. Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, cool.
But Bonoboville is better. I'm sorry.
It is.
And, as I say, they make airplanes and I know how to get on them. So
yeah, okay. Well, there it is. And here we are. And we're just about out of time. So wherever you are, whether you're watching us in a mansion on a hill, you've got too much money. Give some away. Or a cardboard box. Hang in there. Please hang in there. We're going to help somehow. And wherever you are, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Even with Russia. Yeah, make love with everybody. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the animal. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk,
Whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
That's hot. That's hot.
Dance for us. Dance for us. Dance. Right here. Right here.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.